Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I am Jeremy Werner. As you can tell this morning, I am a little bit muffled. That is because I am wearing a mask, because this morning's morning conversation is in person. So because it is in person, we are both wearing masks. Hopefully you'll be able to understand both of us throughout the duration of this interview. But joining me this morning is Erica Lees. She is the Assistant Director of the International Involvement Center here at Northwest Missouri State University. Erica, thank you for coming on this morning. And we have you on this morning because it sounds like international student enrollment is up at Northwest. Why is that?
So part of it is just the lack of being able to travel because of COVID. And students kind of just had to wait that out. And so we're seeing a large demand of students coming to the U.S. to study, where they may have applied and got accepted 2 years ago, and now they're finally able to get here. So there's just been a huge, huge demand for that. And a lot of students who did apply a couple years ago and are finally getting to come. Some of them did take classes online last year if their embassies and consulates weren't open for visa appointments. The SEVP, the Student and Exchange Visitor Program, that's run by the Department of Homeland Security, allowed that so that students could at least get started with their programs. And then when they got visas, they could come to the United States.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I think a layman like myself or anybody listening would go, COVID protocols are in place, so that would mean less international students. But from what you say, it's actually increased. Is that because of the U.S. when it comes to its policies or other countries?
I think mainly the last few years, it's been kind of a downturn in numbers across the board for international students coming to the United States. We've had a lot of increased competition from other countries. Other countries have maybe stepped up and made their policies a little more similar to the U.S., where students can work after they graduate for a certain amount of time, and students being able to work on campus while they're students here. Other countries have kind of changed their models to more reflect ours. So we're not seen as maybe the absolute destination for every student as we used to be. And now things have kind of opened up a little bit more. We do have those programs in the United States where students can work after they graduate for 1 to 3 years. And it's seen as an opportunity to get some job experience before they return to their home country. And that's always been seen as a huge advantage to those students. And also just we're a little more welcoming than we may have been seen as in the past for international students. In the last few years, the U.S. has had a program called You Are Welcome Here to show international students that we do want them to come to the United States. We do want them here. They bring the world to the United States. I know here on our campus, our diversity, a lot of it is in different countries and cultures that are represented by our international students. You can see that on our flag plaza on campus, where we have a flag for every country that we have a student from. And so that's a huge benefit.
So not to go back to COVID, but it's still very prevalent. I'm trying to think how to word this. There's a few students I've talked to on campus who say that they were actually transfers here, where they actually started out at MU or KU or somewhere else in the region, and they actually came to Northwest because of the COVID protocols in place. A few times I've heard, at other universities, they were very strict. We were just kind of stuck in our dorm, or we couldn't do anything. There were no events. Is there an allure to Northwest for not having such stringent protocols in place like other universities?
Yes, I think so. When the university announced that fall 2021 was going to be more of a return back to normal, that we were going to have events on campus, we were going to have classes in person, I think that was a huge draw to the university overall. And even for those transfer students who saw that we were going back to a traditional campus experience and they want that. I mean, that's part of what they come to the United States for, is that college experience and having classes online and not ever getting to meet in person. It wasn't really getting them that experience.
And so where does your office go from here when it comes to recruiting more and more? You kind of, I don't know the numbers, but mm-hmm. I mean, if, you know, you're increasing it, then I'm sure mm-hmm. your bosses and others are like, all right, now let's go get more. So how do you keep that trend going up?
Well, so the last year, all of our recruitment has been virtual, of course, because we can't travel internationally, or it's just very difficult to right now. And at least for this fall, that will continue. A lot of the places where we would traditionally travel, they're hosting their fairs virtually, or they may have people in country who are going to the fairs, but we are still doing everything virtually from here. With that said, our numbers, like you said, have increased. So, being able to recruit virtually is, I think, going to be something that stays around. Even when travel restrictions are lifted and we can travel more, I think there are certain fairs and things that we go to that will have options for both. Just looking forward to that. I also think that as far as recruiting, it's always nice to be there in person, so you have that face-to-face contact. A lot of times, especially with undergraduate students, you may have parents that are with them too, and they're asking questions. And so it's always good for them to meet someone from the university and know that, okay, this is someone that I can contact. This is someone I know now face-to-face, have met them, that they're sending their student halfway around the world to come here. So it helps them feel a little more comfortable too, and also for the students. But with virtual recruitment, we are able to reach a lot more students that way. I know one of the fairs that I did in the last year, we were in 11 different countries in one fair. And if you were going to do that in person, that would take you weeks to do. And it was a 5-hour fair, and students could pop into our virtual booth and we could talk to them. And so there are pros and cons to every version of recruitment, but that has been one positive thing to come out of COVID protocol. So,
and from your standpoint, what do you prefer, in person or virtual? Because I feel like there's pros and cons to each of those.
Right. I think I prefer in person. Like I said, virtual is great too, but actually getting to meet the students rather than see them over a screen, or maybe not see them at all, just using a chat box, depending on what kind of fair we're doing, I think that's more beneficial. And for me, I also like to be able to connect with students. Like, yes, I've been to where you're coming from, and it helps me in my job as also advising those students to know where they're coming from. And it's always interesting, like when we meet students for the first time now, never having gone to recruitment fairs and seen them in person, when they're here and we're talking about their home country and they're like, oh, yes, this city. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been there. And so it helps make that connection a little bit easier too. So that's why I kind of prefer in person. But like I said, virtual has its pros too.
Yeah, and if you wanted to admit you just like traveling, that's fine too.
Yeah, I do. I do like to travel. There is, I mean, of course, you're flying different places. You're sometimes you're suffering a little bit of jet lag. But then on this end, when you're doing virtual recruitment, a lot of times it's in the middle of the night. So it's a different kind of sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
the travel is always a perk too, just to get to see those areas. Like I said, make the connections with the students. In fact, yesterday we had a dinner with our exchange student group, and we were talking about their home countries and their cities, and we were talking about the Netherlands in particular, and students were saying, well, have you been there? And I said, yeah, I've been there. I went to Amsterdam and went to The Hague and went to different places around there. And so we were talking about the places that that I'd been there, and then we talked about where they've been in the U.S., if they'd been here before. So it's always an interesting conversation when you can say, yeah, well, yeah, I've been to your country, and so it helps that way.
So I guess the final question I have is, and I don't mean this to come off as down on Maryville, but mm-hmm. how do you sell Northwest and Maryville to international students?
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times we use the phrase that we're in the middle of everywhere rather than the middle of nowhere that some people would try to use. We are pretty centrally located between Kansas City, Des Moines, Omaha. So there are things to do if you want to spend a weekend somewhere, or if you want to go to Kansas City and fly anywhere in the U.S., you can be there in about 3 hours anywhere in the United States. And then just Maryville in particular, a lot of students, they see it as it's a quiet place where if you're really focused on your education and you want somewhere to come and study here, you've got a quiet, small town, great campus atmosphere to be able to come here and focus on your studies. Where in big cities, you might kind of get lost in everything. Here on campus, you know your professors, you know other people in your classes, you get to meet people, you get to know people. We also have like community organizations like Friends of International Students where you get to engage with the community as well. And it's just more of an engaging experience than it would be maybe at a bigger school.
Okay, well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think just that, like you said, our numbers have increased. We checked in just about 400 new students for this fall. So that's more students than we even had on campus last fall. Total. So our numbers have increased dramatically. We're still waiting on the finalized numbers from census here in a week or so. But those numbers are really great, and we're excited to bring in even more students.
All right. Thank you, Erica. Once again, that is the Assistant Director of the International Involvement Center at Northwest Missouri State University, Erica Lees. Thank you once again, Erica, for coming in this morning. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.